Donald Trump's presidency ends in 2026. Greetings, welcome to This Present Truth program. Today is Christmas Day, 2025, Thursday, 25th of December, 2025. Again, Donald Trump's presidency ends in 2026. I'm pretty sure you want me to explain myself. This is part two. I did part one yesterday on the 24th of December. I'm presenting to the audience what I am convicted will transpire, take place, will happen in 2026. What is happening presently, all the news surrounding Donald Trump is there is a shadow government and an occult plan to destroy him, to remove him from office. In the world of the natural, the deep state, dark state, shadow government, agencies collaborating together, Republican, Democrat, United States and European powers planning to remove him. And at the same time, in the spiritual world, there is witchcraft within this country. This may seem odd to many of you, but nevertheless, whether you understand it or not, there is an occult plan by secret societies, powerful occult forces that are working together to remove him from the presidency. When you have a combination of just the natural forces, which would be continuity of government, the agencies within the federal government, onshore, offshore, then you have secret societies and the power of witchcraft with these societies working in conjunction to remove him from the presidency. As I had stated in the first, in part one, as you listen to it, it goes more into depth from a biblical point of view in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. The final presidents of the United States of America. And there's with the eighth king or president of the United States who will follow Donald Trump, it's very evident that there will be a spiritual and occult factor. There will be an occult involvement in the coming administration. Deep occult involvement. But anyhow, I also want to, with Donald Trump, this coming year, his presidency will end. And like I had mentioned in the first part one, Obama will return to the presidency. Then I do want to discuss this matter of Israel. I had mentioned that Israel will finish the project or the war, the regional war, which is a prophecy in Psalm 83, nations surrounding Israel in the Middle East, and Israel from the Mediterranean to the nation of Jordan will remove the enemies, the hindrances within the nation of Israel, not only in Gaza, the West Bank, also the forces in Lebanon, the terrorist groups, the Islamic operatives in Syria, also in the nation of Jordan as well. And what will happen in southern in Yemen, southern Arabia, Yemen, Israel is going to be will have complete victory in this regional war. It will conclude the regional war, the in-house, you might say, near war in the Middle East will conclude in 2026. What will also begin in 2026, I think, I don't know if I have anything more to say about the Gaza or the Psalm 83 war. I should say that the United States of America, as I've mentioned for the last 5 years while I'd been on radio, they're archived on the thispresenttruth.com. You can go back to programs going back to 2019. I had stated back then that the United States, no matter what would happen, this country would back Israel financially, militarily, politically. There is a unison between these two countries. It's a dynamic that is in the Bible. I don't want to go into the history of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, but as a reference, Nebuchadnezzar did invade Israel, and he took all of the brilliant young men back to Babylon, and these brilliant young men, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, you know the story most likely, with Daniel the prophet, they were employed in Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, and they helped Nebuchadnezzar make Babylon a powerful, powerful nation. They did it. Daniel was basically, like you might say, an accountant. He was able to help, in that sense, but also because of his abilities interpreting dreams, that God had given him these abilities, and to interpret what Nebuchadnezzar would see in visions, in dreams, Daniel was able to interpret these dreams, understand what God was saying about Babylon the Great of that time, or Babylon of that time, and Babylon became very powerful. Well, there's an end time Babylon called the United States of America. In the first part one of this two-part, maybe three-part series, I mentioned that the United States is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. The Christian community refused to believe it. An empire at the end of the world prior to the return of Jesus Christ, a nation like no other nation before, a nation that will devour enemies, nations, anything in its path that would resist or interfere or attempt to interfere with the objectives of that kingdom. Donald Trump is a threat to that kingdom. This is why he will be removed this next year. His policies in their, I don't know how you would phrase it, in the maybe in the plan that he had for changing and maybe helping to keep America, make it great and to allow America to exist into the future if he'd have been left alone, if those around him would have helped continue to implement some of his policies, America would actually have been brought back to where it had been, where we were in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We could have brought this country back to that kind of a culture. It's too late. It's over. And Donald Trump will not be given the opportunity any longer to save this country. This country, there is no way to ever recover what has been lost. Never. It's over. We are now an uneducated society. We are a society that those that are unemployed could be employed if they wanted to actually enter the workforce, but then they don't have the skills, many of them. This country's doomed. But this country was made great also with the help of the Jewish people. And in the Jewish, within the Jewish, with the Jewish people, like with any people, there are those that are upright, righteous, and those that are evil. Are all the Jewish people a blessing to mankind? No. Are all the Hispanics, white, Asians, a blessing to the world? No. A great percentage, yes. The wealthy can be a blessing, but they can be a curse. The educated can be a blessing to mankind and a curse, depending on how they use their intellect, their brilliance, their abilities. But the United States and Israel, the two Israel, just like with Daniel being in Babylon, made Babylon great, Israel to a great degree has made the United States a nation that is like no nation in history, not just militarily, but economically, in theater, Hollywood, music, but the two countries will work together, have worked together, and eventually the United States and the coming administration will turn on Israel, and late in the next 4 or 5 years, let's say, 4 or 5 years, once Obama has been in office for, let's say, 3-4 years, he will turn on Israel and the United States, this country. We will begin occupation of Israel and Jerusalem and make Jerusalem the occult world center. America will become an occult center. We're moving quickly to become the center of occult activity internationally. All of the different peoples of the world, when they migrate here, they bring their religions. And their religions are not Christianity, true, powerful Christianity. They bring occult religions. And America will be a not just a nation of the huddled masses, the poor huddled masses, but a nation of all of the occult powers of those who come to this country. And we will be a cauldron of witchcraft. Every form of powerful witchcraft coming from all of the different races and countries and peoples of the world. America will be the cauldron of witchcraft, the greatest cauldron of witchcraft in the history of the world, greater than that of ancient Egypt or Greece or Rome, even greater than the witchcraft of the European countries, of China, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, all of the witchcraft of South America, Central America. America is doomed. You might say, as I'm presenting these points, the United States will protect Israel. And yes, there is the Church of Satan, those who claim to be Jews that are not Jews. There are those, the worst kind of prejudice. There's an evil in the Bible. It's when races turn on their own race. One of the greatest evils is when the Jewish people of God's children chosen through Abraham, the hatred of the Jewish people toward their own people. That is the greatest form of evil within the world. It's like the black people who hate the black people, the white people that hate the white people, Asians who hate Asians. This type of hatred is the depth of to the very depth of the worst kind of evil ever, and it's in the Bible. There is a group. I know some Jewish people. They hate being Jewish. They hate being Jewish. And they will turn on their own people. Remember, I'll just say that Israel and the United States, they work together in evil, in the greatest forms of evil. Child trafficking. I don't know where to begin. Just every form of evil. I'm giving more of a view of what's coming. I'll have to fill the blanks in later. But the United States and Israel, nobody is going to keep them, no matter how much the public screams, no matter how much there's protest. It doesn't matter if the whole society, every last man, woman, and child protests against the nation of Israel and the United States of America working together, it will fall on deaf ears. It's in the Bible. You cannot stop it. We can't fight it. We can't interfere with it. These two nations must work together. Just like with Daniel being in Babylon with the young Jewish men that were the brightest minds coming out of Israel, working and being employed by Nebuchadnezzar. It's the same in principle what is happening between Israel now, whether it be the Mossad, the CIA, the FBI, the defense, the military, whether it be the political world, economically, it doesn't matter. There is a plan with the United States and Israel that is going to be fulfilled. And eventually Israel, they're going to realize they're going to be betrayed by the United States. And the Jewish people, the Jewish people who love their country and love their race are going to be targeted for elimination by their own people. You think this is far-fetched? What does it say in the book of Matthew concerning Christians? Brother against brother. The Christian people, what's going to happen in Israel with the hatred of the Jewish people toward their own people is going to happen in the United States of America. Christians who will not understand the prophecies of the Bible are going to turn on their true Christian brothers and sisters and help the government, help the law enforcement hunt them down and imprison them. And these people will believe they're doing service to God. Hopefully that makes makes it a little more clear. Helps a little bit. But Israel, nobody can stop. I don't care in Europe, every nation of the world, there's a debate on whether Israel is committing genocide. No, they're not committing genocide according to Psalm 83 and other verses, other parts of Scripture from the prophets in the Old Testament. They're not committing genocide. The objective of Islam is ethnic cleansing and genocide. And in Psalm 83, it makes it clear that there is a plan to destroy the people and to destroy and sanitize their past. All the way back, sanitize everything that the Jewish people, through history, going all the way to Christ, to King David, to Abraham, to sanitize history, free of any in the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Anything pertaining to the temple of Israel. Anything that pertains to Christ coming through the lineage of Abraham, down to David. This is what Islam and also the nations, they want complete ethnic cleansing of the thought of Israel. This is just the beginning. The hatred that we see in the world presently, the hatred toward the Jewish people, and not all the Jewish people, they're involved in every kind of evil imaginable. They're not pure, but still, be careful on how you respond to the Jewish people, because there's going to be either a blessing or a curse on you. And even people protest to what I just stated. They would not agree with me. There's not going to be a curse if you curse the Jewish people. Yes, there will be. And you won't know it. You won't know that you're cursed. But your life, everything in your life, will begin to deteriorate. You will become miserable. And eventually, you'll go mad. You'll go insane and you won't think clearly. There will be a curse. God will choose what that curse and how that curse is going to affect you. Israel will finish this war from the Mediterranean within her own country, the adversary within, the enemies without. That war, that regional war, is in Lebanon, Syria, southern Syria. This next year, you will see a pushback by the nation of Jordan against Israeli forces, military forces. There may be even attacks coming out of the nation of Jordan against Israel, and Israel is going to respond and take over that landmass. Israel, this coming year, 2026, will take over the landmass of present-day Jordan. That will occur. And I would think maybe at some point, maybe early summer, there's another prophecy in Isaiah chapter 17, and I think it's Amos chapter 1. Damascus, a city, an ancient city, is going to be completely flattened by fire. I believe it will be Israel that will do that. And this new president of Syria that replaced, what was the family, Bashar al-Assad, this individual, if he's anywhere near Damascus, he's going to be, he will no longer have a country. He'll no longer be a president over a country. That's what's coming in 2026. Then also what's coming is in the summer here, probably after the first of the year, somewhere, if it's not occurring already, I've been watching the news to see if there is any buildup in Turkey, Turkish forces, in Iran, if they're building armies, if they're preparing for a conflict, because there will be a conflict. It will be in the nation of Jordan, in the countryside. And there's going to be, Russia is going to be a, according to the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, for you who are not Christians, who don't understand prophecy, that don't read the Bible, there is a prophecy of a war 7 years plus before Christ returns. It is called the War of Gog and Magog. It is a war with bullets, and it's also a spiritual war with the powers that rule Russia in the air. Spiritual, angelic forces that rule over, that oversee, you might say, spiritually, the nation of Russia. Russia is going to be a protector, a guard for armies out of Turkey, out of Iran, other nations in the old Soviet bloc to the north, around surrounding Russia. These armies are going to prepare, and they're going to bring quite a bit of military weaponry and ordnance, and they're going to bring it south to the nation of Jordan, also out of North Africa. They'll be out of Ethiopia and Libya to the east side of Africa, and to the center north side of Africa will be Libya, Ethiopia, bringing also armies that are going to end up in the nation of Jordan, a vast number of military personnel bringing every kind of ordnance you can think of, clothing, you name it. And they're going to stockpile Israel. It's going to be, you might say, they're bringing maybe even what they don't need. They're going to bring their stockpiles to the nation of Jordan, especially things of fuel and the nature of what is necessary to run industry, whether that be nuclear, They're going to bring these weapons, and for 7 years, there's a tribulation time of a 7-year period of hardship coming to the world, and especially to Israel. And during that 7 years, once Israel finishes this Gaza war, the nations are not going to be too happy with Israel. But many of the Jewish people are going to move into the land of Jordan, and there will be a way in which there will be what is needed to run industry. And some of that, what is brought into Jordan, is going to help Israel run its economy, because the nations are going to begin to restrict Israel from what is necessary for them to exist, United States included. At this point, I do want to say the program you're listening to is This Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I do have presently one way in which you can donate electronically through Stripe. You can fund me that way. Also, you can, and I do have another feature that I'm working on that's almost finished. If you want to support me through credit card, that feature will be available shortly. Or you can write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And again, the website, thispresenttruth.com. Also, on the website, I have not only the Present Truth programs, but I also have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. And in those programs, I will take scriptures and go verse by verse and explain the prophecies that are right now. They're alive. They are active. They are working. There are so many prophecies working together presently. And yesterday I mentioned a few, in the previous program, which was on the 24th of December. I wanted to do 2 hours, but it was Christmas Eve, and I had a family get-together. But in 2026, Donald Trump, his presidency ends. Obama's going to return and replace Donald Trump. There's going to be, in the summer, what I'm visiting with you about right now, Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russian war. That's going to occur. In 2026, Israel's going to finish the Gaza conflict, the regional war, Psalm 83. And once Israel, and Israel in 2026, will all of the real estate, the nation of Jordan, will be property of Israel. This will happen in 2026, later in the summer maybe, when the regional war is concluded. Israel all the real estate is going to be transferred. There's going to be a deed. Israel will own the nation of Jordan. Damascus, as a city, is going to be destroyed. Again, Isaiah 17 and Amos chapter 1, I believe it is, part of the first part of the chapter. These are some of the things that will happen. Major international prophecies being fulfilled. I do want to mention, with the coming 2026 election, I am not, at this point, I do not believe there will be a need for the 2026 election. If what I'm presenting to you comes to pass, and once Obama resumes power as president of this country, with the conflict with Russia attempting to invade Israel, there may be what do they call it when you suspend elections? National emergency elections, kind of like what Vladimir Zelensky has done in Ukraine. He suspended all elections so he can stay in power. It may very well be the same when Barack Obama returns to the power structure in this country. There will be no need for a new election. There will be war in the Middle East. Israel will have major shock to the world when Israel takes over the nation of Jordan. Sitting on this side where we are today on Christmas Day 2025, this is impossible. This is absurd. This is mad. This is just insanity. But once it occurs, what a shock to the nations of Europe, the Middle East, the West, to China, to the whole world. Israel taking over a nation? That's almost a major world event. That can halt an election in this country. Because once Israel does that, the nations of the Middle East, they're going to be up in arms. Israel owning all the way to owning the landmass all the way to Iraq. What do you think Saudi Arabia will think of that? Iran, absolutely. This is not going to go well with all these nations. Turkey. Israel will take over this nation before Russia and all the comrade nations come with Russia to Jordan, to the nation of Jordan. And then at the time that Israel is beginning the occupation of present-day Jordan, at the end of that conflict, or in the middle of that conflict, then you're going to have the Islamic forces that are centered in Damascus. They're going to be up in arms, and they are going to, with Jordan, King, I think it's Hussein of Jordan, or the son, they will actually, this may be the way it happens. Israel is going to begin some conflict in southern Syria, forcing Damascus to respond, and Jordan, nation of Jordan and the king of Jordan, they may come to the aid of the conflict that Syria is involved in, and that forces them to maybe respond, and Israel responds in part and takes over that country. Russia, Turkey, Iran, nations in North Africa, some of the other nations in Azerbaijan, possibly some other nations there that were in the old Soviet bloc, may respond. And this is just going to be a hook, like it says in Ezekiel. God is going to put hooks in Russia's jaw and drag Russia down into Jordan and destroy Russia and all these other armies that come with Russia, and bring them down and destroy them. Russia doesn't want to come. Russia is reluctant. Russia is, you might say, resistant. It is not engaged, is refusing and not willing to have to move south. I don't know if there's still going to be a lot of conflict in Ukraine. I'm not sure what that scenario is going to hold. It may be that at that point, if there is some resolution with Russia and the conflict in the Ukraine, let's say that at that point, even forces out of Ukraine come. It's going to be a bigger, these anti-Semitic Nazis, the holdout Nazis in Ukraine, they may just suspend their conflict with Russia and come down with Russia to attack Israel. But once Israel takes over Jordan and destroys Damascus, it's going to be a hook. It's going to be something that's going to force Russia, and I believe it will be Vladimir Putin. He was put in by God for many different things. One reason is to make Russia the nation that must be powerful on her own to respond to what Israel is doing presently in the region and what Russia will do, what Israel will do to Damascus. And then when Israel, again, I'm pushing this point, when Israel moves into present day Jordan, this will be another major hook. And once Obama resumes power, during the Obama administration, there was great conflict. There was stress, things happening strategically. There was an objective by the Obama administration with Victoria Nuland to bring Ukraine into NATO, putting America on Russia's doorstep. It wouldn't be NATO on Russia's doorstep. I mean, we can look at it from that point of view, but it's not really the truth. Should Ukraine be brought into NATO, it will be the United States in mass in force right at the doorstep of the Soviet Union, or of Russia. Not the Soviet Union, just Russia. Putin knows that, and the CIA, armed forces, they know it, but the American people don't see it that way. No, it is the United States finally is at the doorstep of Russia, using Ukraine as the facade. It would be the United States. And with Obama coming back to power, there will be a push by Obama to take more CIA, more military personnel. And Obama would absolutely, what Trump right now is doing is he's restricting certain missiles from being given to Zelensky. Should Russia, when Obama, in my view, come back into power, he would be more than willing to load up Ukraine, to stockpile, to bring in all of the high-tech people that it takes to direct and to program these missiles. He will allow it, and Russia, that will be another major hook in Russia's jaw. And the only objective, the only alternative for Russia to do is move the military and ordnance south, right on Israel's doorstep. This would keep the United States, force the United States to keep military, the military active in the Middle East. And where did Obama want to put American forces during his time as president, Syria. Why? Because have you seen the western part of Syria, that nice coastline to the Mediterranean? If the United States could have Syria, it would be much easier than try to take over Israel. And they have a long shoreline. And then the U.S. military, the Navy, could bring in and stockpile Syria for any conflict in the Middle East. This is why we have that base, or a couple of bases in Syria, for that purpose. Then we have the regional command center in Iraq, there in Baghdad. This major, massive, I can't remember how thick the walls were on that compound, but it's a supposedly an embassy. It was the embassy to Iraq after Saddam Hussein was removed. It's not an embassy. It's a command center, a regional command center of the United States of America, the armed forces of this country. It's a highly sophisticated data gathering. It has it keeps the hand on the pulse of everything happening in that whole region. It's a command center. The Obama administration, they were looking and desiring to do much more with the to have more access to Syria during the Bashar Assad rule. And now that Bashar is out of there with this new guy, Gilani, I can't remember what he, Ahmed, whatever his name is, he would actually give Obama access to Syria gladly. Now remember, Obama is not a friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. Obama does not like him, has never liked him, will never like him. And Netanyahu, at this point, he is the only prime minister and the only individual within Israel that still has the ability and the power within the military, and to a great degree within the government, to further the plans of Israel. And he has a great plan, whether we like it or not, whether we hate him or not. It's just, we have to just take that out of the equation. He's the only man that has been able to do anything strategic in this war against the religious Islamic terrorist groups throughout the region. He's the only one. Everyone else has been willing to compromise. Many of the other prime ministers were working with the Rothschild / globalist network that has been wanting to bring Israel under control of this, what we call the New World Order, the Order of the Ages. And Netanyahu, to, I guess, at one time, you might say, was receptive to the idea, but now he's not. Now, one thing about Netanyahu is he does believe, he does know, and he is, his view, I don't know, I can't say his view, he is for those within Israel that are the true Jewish, whether he knows it or not, he's protecting the Jewish people within Israel that are 100% of the Jewish families that are going to occupy that land in the millennial kingdom. Whether he knows it or not, He is there positioned by God Himself, the King of the Jews, the God of Israel, to protect the families that need to be protected. The true lineage, and people say, well, there's no proof that there's any true lineage of the Jewish people any longer. Well, they need to go to the book of Revelation chapter 7, and it says that there's going to be 12,000 individuals from each of the 12 tribes that God puts a seal. He seals them to protect them. The seal could be an angel or angels, and a command by God Himself on each of these people. They will be protected from any kind of harm, within or without, from any disease, from death coming through suicide bombers. They have to be protected, and Revelation chapter 7 states clearly there will be 12,000 from each of those 12 tribes that have pure genetic lineage or genetically of that lineage. And Netanyahu, or Mr. the Prime Minister, he is knowingly or unknowingly protecting them. And many of these people, those 12 tribes, when America betrays Israel, these individuals most likely they may not all be centered in Israel. They may be scattered throughout the world, but at some point they're going to end up back in the Middle East. And the only real safe place for them will be in present-day Jordan for Christians and people that understand the word Petra. There's an area called Petra where God is going to gather the Jewish people during the time of a coming Antichrist, the son of perdition. And they're going to be protected for 3.5 years in an area that we refer to as Petra, southern Jordan, or the nation of Jordan. It says in the book of Daniel, I know that for the audience that you don't know much about what is in the Bible. The Bible is full of intricate details on exactly how things are going to play out in the times in which we live. It says that the coming Antichrist that will invade Israel will not be allowed to invade into the nation of Jordan. There's going to be like a wall, a spiritual wall. He cannot pursue Jewish people in the nation of Jordan. There is going to be a restriction on what he can do. At the end, toward the Battle of Armageddon, he attempts to move troops into an area that we call Basra to destroy the Jewish people, and Christ will come out of that area. The Messiah will come out and wage war on Antichrist. Now, with the other programs, I'm not finished. I've got to do another program. There'll be a part 3 because there's more detail about 2026 that you need to know about. In 2026, I might have to discuss this in the next program. Our Constitution, for those that love the Constitution, is going to be tasered. It's going to be tasered. Just like the cops tasering somebody sitting in a car that won't get out of a car when there's a traffic stop. Our Constitution, it's going to be completely, for the sake of national security, it will have to be removed, replaced. It has an end. We are in the time-sensitive period where the Constitution of this country is coming to an end. There will be no laws to protect the citizens of this country. There will be no freedom of speech, no right to safe, you know, to not have your documents seized. You may not have a right to have an attorney. You won't have a Fifth Amendment right. And guess who's been destroying this? Though they attempt to stand behind the Constitution, many of the Democrat politicians, whenever they're losing a battle, they run immediately and they stand before the press and they say, our constitutional rights are being violated. But they have been violating the Constitution, the rights, or they've been violating the rights of the people of this country, and they do not want the Constitution. They want a new law. And this is exactly what, in my view, will happen when Barack Obama returns to power. Does he know? I don't know. Can we stop it? No. Should we try to stop it? No. We can't. What the Bible says is going to happen is going to happen. You know, like I stated in the last program with the prophets of Israel, they presented to the king the truth. To the people in the culture and the society, they weren't either or. Like with me, am I Republican? No. Am I Democrat? No. I prefer people be righteous and honest. But justice for the if there's injustice, it needs to be punished. But is there anything really that we can do to stop the corruption? No. Why? Because in the Bible, it says the world will go in the direction of complete violence and anarchy. And there's no way to stop it. The only way it will end is when Christ returns. So to attempt, I mean, we're to do good when we can. Speak out against evil. But can we vote out Obama when he comes back? No, we can't do that. He's there. By the hand of God, he's there. There are verses that say that God is going to use him as a servant to destroy even the wicked. He's going to punish. He's going to be used by God to punish the Jewish people that are errant and the Christian people that are errant. You might say he's kind of he simply is an individual who's going to force people to turn back to God. Those that don't know God may turn to God. And he is this way, the prophecies in the Bible, when people see these prophecies come to pass, they know that the only safety, according to the Bible, is the Messiah of God himself, Christ himself. And God is going to present his Son to the world so that the world may believe that he does exist, they can repent and be saved. That is basically it. Simply, but is profound. I'm finished with today's program. ThisPresentTruth.com, and I will do another program here, a part 3. So, I'll visit in a second.